Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie, Predisposed Faith. I read a piece the other day where the author said that though he believes in God, he understands that for those who don't believe, to use the truth of the Bible as a basis of proof or an evidence of fact automatically shuts them off. He therefore chooses not to reference God or the Bible in conversation with those people. To his article, someone commented something along the nature of, "I don't mind someone claiming to believe in God. What shuts me down is when they insist upon believing something in the Bible that has been scientifically proven false." Now here's the thing. There is nothing in the Bible that has ever been scientifically proven to be false. Nothing. Not archaeologically, not anthropologically, not historically, nothing. Not even evolution. Though evolution is almost universally accepted in the scientific community, there is a great deal of disagreement in evolutionary theory. That is, as much as the atheist and agnostic hates to admit it, because there's no scientific proof of it. No one has ever observed or replicated evolutionary process. Fact is, there is far more scientific evidence of the truthfulness of the Bible. The agnostic and the atheist either refuses to accept the evidence, or else, the thing that I think is much more common, they're ignorant of that evidence, choosing to listen to the theories of others rather than to search answers for themselves. To believe or disbelieve are both acts of faith. One faith is predisposed to accept those parts of the Word of God that has not been proven because God has proven himself so many times before. The other faith is predisposed to disbelieve all of the Bible, most likely because they do not like the consequences of the reality of a living God. Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and to ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.